Greetings, everyone. On January the 6th, 2019, our first blessing inside the new year. We welcomed the new year to come forward last Sunday, and now we're in it. So, it's probably going to feel transitionally a little like 18, but by the time we get really into it, it's going to feel like a very different year. We have turned a special corner, cosmically, numerologically, socially, and economically, and in so many other ways, not to mention the fact that we're each 1 year forward in our life and in the lives of those we love. So let's just open our hearts and welcome all the changes that are coming our way to be the very best changes they can be. One thing we can count on, there will be change. And another we can count on is that by the grace of God and our loving, devoted connection to our Father, they will be the best possible changes, even if they don't seem like it at first. All right, we are here. We have our recording going and people joining. And as more and more people come on the line, let's take some calls. Let's see how you're doing in your part of the world. Jerome, I'm going to open your line. How are you today?
Fantastic, and it's even greater to hear you with light, compassion, love, peace, and joy. You are just priceless, and so is God, and so is Yeshua and his family, and I've got three names for you here.
Okay, let's go.
The first one is Paul.
Okay.
The second one is Andrew, and the next one is Joan, and they are children.
Okay.
But they're adults now. You know how that is.
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely, I do. So they are on our list and in our hearts, and we move forward. So how are you?
Oh, just great to hear your voice and to hear your spirit and energy and light, compassion, love, peace, and joy you've always been. And just offer you everything from the universe to keep on with everything you're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much. And let's see. I'm going to bring Tony is on. Hi, Tony. Okay.
Hi. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you very much. You know, this new moon we had yesterday, it was surprisingly energetic. So the big influence that we have right now is that Saturn is preparing to conjoin to Pluto. That will happen a year from now. It's not exact until a year from now. And it's challenging. That's a challenging aspect. Well, I suspect that we are going to see increasingly, just like you've already mentioned today on the call and kind of the energy of Jerome's call too, there's just a great deal of grace available. And so Saturn tends to be it can emphasize and bring out, you know, the most resistance it can be so structural and it can be a place where we get stuck. Well, we've been learning about this. We don't have to get stuck there. But Saturn with Pluto has the potential to bring about, it can be oppressive, it can bring about struggle, it can emphasize things that aren't working. But
it's very karmic. It's very karmic.
Yes. Yeah. So we know we've been hearing from Yeshua and every call that we have, the energy of consciousness and connection and understanding and compassion and letting God's you know, it's the thing that came to me yesterday is we're seeing what we're ready for, but we're also beholding when we're available to it, we're beholding what God's ready for. And I think that's something that can kind of help us to get over the hump with some of this stuff. Because after we get this Saturn Pluto energy worked through, then we get a brand new Jupiter and Saturn are going to have their first conjunction in Aquarius in a long, long time. We've been dominated by Jupiter and Saturn in Earth signs primarily for the last 60 years. So I think that this is a big deal. I've heard one astrologer talk about the significance of it, the early degrees of Aquarius. We haven't had a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in the early degrees of Aquarius like for 800 years or something like that.
Oh, my
goodness. I'll look into that more closely. So we have there are beautiful things, incredibly energetic things, incredibly supportive things that are coming to us, but we're going through a period which has potential to be a bit of a hump in the road. But with the gifts that we've been given and the support that we have right now, I really honestly feel that the energy and the blessings and the transformation is available to us to consciously apply and to allow God's effortlessness, God's grace to move with us. So that's where my heart is right now.
Okay.
That's
well,
the
thank
blessing
you
I want
for
to
that.
Offer. Sure.
And you go ahead.
I was just going to say a blessing for you and all the beings that are connected with you and the work that you're doing, but also for the brotherhood. I want to bring the energy of God's blessing to the brotherhood as well. I think that's really very connected and resonant with what we're moving through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tony. And you just reminded me of a little short passage that I wanted to present in some conference call at some time. And what you said about Saturn and Pluto reminded me that maybe now is the time to say it, because what I want to say starts with a simple analogy, using gravity as the modality I'm going to refer to, but it actually applies to anything and everything. The fact is, any power that can hurt us can also help us if wisely used. I'll give you one simple example. Early man witnessed sparks of lightning setting trees on fire, eventually learned how to capture the fire, make campfires, and with the campfires cook food, warm their homes, and so forth and so forth. So any energy that can harm us can also be turned to help us. The example I wanted to use with Pluto is simply this. Not with Pluto, but with Saturn. It's simply this. Gravity. The force of the universe that Saturn represents is gravity. And we associate with gravity many things, such as, in an attitude, seriousness. In another way, gravity is that which pulls us unavoidably into responsibilities that we would rather walk around. Gravity is what pulls us down to the earth in the physical, material sense. But if you really look at it, gravity is also what allows us to pour water from a pitcher into a cup and know exactly where it's going to pour and how it's going to land. Gravity is the basis that allows us to know exactly how to build a bridge and what weight it will convey and exactly how far we can extend the supports in between and how deep the supports have to be built. And it's basically what tells us how much sand we need in a bag to keep from floating off the earth in a hot air balloon. I mean, for all the negative associations we could make with gravity about seriousness, about being locked down, about being pulled down. You know, the fact is, it's what, if you jump off of a 10-story building, it's going to make your body go splash unless there's something that breaks your wall in between. That's gravity. It's serious. It is, well, I guess the best word is serious. And Saturn represents that seriousness, that sense of inevitability, that sense of responsibility. But also within that is that sense of predictability. How many things in the world in the last few years, just think about this for a minute, have been flaky? How many things have moved without any sense or reason? How many things have been irrational? How many things have been justified? How many things have been like a bag of feathers you were sold thinking it was a bag of rocks? Saturn won't permit that. It won't permit it. Saturn coming into this prominent place is all about the power of gravity. I mean, you don't buy a sack of feathers and hope to hold, to keep a balloon from flying off. You need a bag full of rocks. Okay? That's what this means. It means that responsibility has to be brought in now. And a lot of the things in your life, all of you, my life also, have been floating around because those points of responsibility could not be anchored in. Now, it may be that you will be called into responsibility as well, and you'll go, oh, no, oh, I didn't want that. But at the same time, remember that every other factor involved in any given situation will also be called into responsibility. Okay? Now, Pluto represents transformation. So, together those forces represent coming together the factors of responsibility that allow transformation to occur. You see, that's a whole lot different than a bag of feathers. And a lot of us have been sold a bag of feathers in the last 2 years. Wishful thinking. That's what I mean by a bag of feathers. Wishful thinking, gleeful hopes, the big dream teams, affirmations that are just based upon, well, thin air and goodwill. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man, let's just hold our attention to this and it will happen. And then it didn't. And we got really, really disappointed. Why didn't it happen? That's what we're going to find out right now. Why it didn't happen. What did we need to do to allow all those things to happen that needed to happen, that we wanted to happen? And it could be a health issue. Instead of just saying affirmations in the morning, maybe we need to see a doctor or take vitamin C. Maybe we need to change our diet. Maybe we need to take a walk around the block. In other words, something that involves anchoring into reality. But the good news is, and this is the great good news about it moving into conjunction with Pluto, is that it won't be the same old reality we've been avoiding. That's really why we bought a sack of feathers. That's really why we have settled for goodwill affirmations instead of doing the work. Because we're sick of the old reality. We're so sick of it. And it may have worked in a way, because most realities wouldn't stay reality if they didn't work to a certain degree. So let's say that our old realities were, by and large, workable. But they didn't make us happy. And they didn't really get the job done. They didn't get us down the road. They didn't lift us up the mountain. We just got tired of them. We get tired of doing the same old thing, the same old work, the same old expectation. So we started buying bags of feathers, saying, well, this will lift me off the earth, but it couldn't carry your weight. I'm sorry, it just couldn't. Now, we're going to start getting rocks in our bag instead of feathers. And at first, it's going to feel a little bit limiting. You're going to first feel like, what's going on? Am I being punished? Am I being held back? And, you know, I thought something was going to take up and fly, and here I am just getting rocks in my bag. Well, those rocks in your bag are the beginning of the rebuilding of responsibility, not just for you, but for everyone, so that God can come in with responsibility and reshape your world, reshape your reality, and move it into something which by the end of this year is actually capable of transformation. And then we move in to that beautiful, blissful era that Tony was making reference to at the end of this year. So this year coming up is going to feel very different. And a lot depends upon your attitude. As I said, gravity can make you feel like you're heavy, but it can also keep you attached to the earth. Gravity can, it can add a little extra burden to your life, but it's also what allows your pickup truck to carry a load. It's what allows that bridge to carry your pickup truck across the bridge. So it's all in your perspective on how you're allowing gravity to work for you. If you see something happening in your life that's perhaps a little more serious, look for the message behind it and what's coming in to give you something of real value, of real nourishment, of real support, not pie in the sky, not goodwill affirmations, but something that's going to actually support you. Look behind that to find somebody who really knows what they're talking about. Maybe it will be an incentive for you to save money instead of spending it. And after a few months, you take a look at the bank account and you say, wow, I've actually got something here to work with. And you say, you know, this is really different from last year. Because last year, I just thought everything that came my way, I should grab as an opportunity. And it's really been good for me to be a little more hesitant, just to not buy every promotion that comes my way. Now I've got enough in the bank, I can buy something more meaningful, a little more beneficial. So that's what I'm saying about the difference in the process, the difference in the attitude. And I don't look at that as negative. I just look at it as a little more focused, a little more non-negotiable. It's like you don't argue with gravity. I'm sorry, but you don't. You don't argue with it. You can learn how to use it. We learn how to use it by very simply determining what size and how many 2x4s it requires to hold the roof up on our house. That's using gravity. And the fact that the roof weighs something is what keeps the wind from blowing it off. That's using gravity. So gravity can be used, but you don't argue with it. There's the difference. You just simply don't argue with it. So now how do you use this in a way you identify with that can make your life stronger from the inside out? Here's a good way, very good way. Look at your principles. Look at your values. Don't argue with them. And don't let other people argue with you on what's important. If something is important to you, then make it a non-arguable point. It's not subject to flexibility. Okay? It's not like one day I'll tell a little white lie. Tomorrow I'll hold to the truth. No. Because that's not integrity. You see, this is why Saturn is associated with karma. It really isn't. Saturn is not the judge and the punisher. It demands integrity. And when we have not followed our path of integrity, it's going to bite us in the rear end. It's going to come back around like the snake that has to bite its own tail, because you must be unified. And if you can't be unified within, then you'll circle back around and bite your own tail. But by golly, you'll be unified, because Saturn demands it. Gravity demands it. God demands that you be one with yourself, because until you're one with yourself, you cannot love your neighbor as yourself. Until you're one with yourself, you can't heal. Until you're one with yourself, your love is just affection or desire or attachment or romance or just gratification of some kind. It's not love. Not until you're one with yourself, because love is who you are. And that's where real love begins. It begins as you recognize who you really are. That's integrity. When we break integrity, that's when there get to be dangerous little gaps in our life. It's sort of like, well, to use a really big analogy, a break in the ozone where sun flares can come through. So we come up with technology where we can patch the ozone. And there are some sort of workable technologies now, but they have lots of side effects. The best thing is never to have a break in the ozone. See, the best thing is to not pollute our planet, to keep our emissions down, to have plenty of green energy, and cultivate healthy climate patterns so there is no break in the ozone. You see, that's the correct way to handle it. It's always dicey if we allow there to be a break in the ozone and then try to go patch it. Well, actually, in the ancient world, the breaks in the ozone were patched, interestingly, by volcanic eruptions emitting ash into the high atmosphere. And that actually patched the ozone and allowed, this is why there were golden ages of agriculture and human development after some large volcanic eruptions had happened, even though they caused serious damage to those who were in the near vicinity. Because the ash reconstructed the atmosphere. Well, you could do that in your life. You know, I'm sure we've all had situations where a good cry was cathartic and helped us to release some toxic energy. Sometimes we had to get really, really mad at a situation to get ourselves motivated and to set boundaries that other people would respect. And to a degree, that's like a volcanic eruption. Okay, it puts ash in the atmosphere, and it helps to reconstruct a situation that got broken down. But there's nothing to compare with it just never breaking down in the first place. And that's what Yeshua was teaching us, how to be the love that you are so that your love is of integrity. Of integrity, you keep your promises. You love that which is appropriate for you. Whether it's a person or a food or a dessert or a medical practice or a hobby or friendship, you love that which is appropriate to you because love is who you are. You give love in appropriate ways. And actually, that's an important thing to think about, because there, you know, you only have so much energy to give. Even though we were created in the image of God and there is God within us, we only have 24 hours in our day. We only have so many hours of energy before we need to sleep. And the fact is, there are some people who will benefit greatly by our love and other people that would waste it. It would mean nothing to them. Really, it wouldn't. no matter how pure and genuine your love is. And for some people, the smallest amount of love can change a life. It can save a life. It can be a leverage point that allows a young person to get stabilized in their life, make their grades, and get into college. Wow, that's the kind of love that makes a difference. Or it could be just the kind of love where you go to a club and you hang out with people and all they want to do is just shoot the breeze, waste time, gossip, express their affection for you and you for them, but what's it accomplished at the end of the day? Really, these are things we're going to be challenged to think about in the next year. That's what I mean between taking your love seriously with integrity or taking it like a bag of feathers. The days of feathers are over. Now we're going to move into a time that is very real in functionality. Now, numerologically, this year is a three. Three has a number of very significant meanings. One is it represents the Trinity. Three, it represents the three primary ingredients of the universe, spirit, love, and the adamantine particles. So it also is the number that represents Jupiter, the planet of expansion, productivity, goodwill, and good luck, good fortune. And all of these are extremely positive. So I encourage you to look for the positive side of everything, even if it first hits you like a rock. Take a look at how that rock can be polished and used and put into your bag of feathers to weigh it down just a little bit more, gain a little more direction in your life. Okay, well, that's kind of what I wanted to say today. I didn't know how it would come up, but, you know, you guys always give me the opportunity to speak. So let me get back to you in the audience. We're going to ask for call for blessings. Area code 514, and you are on.
Hello, Glenda. It's Stephen Adler, and I'm just speaking.
Hi.
Blessings to you and Larry.
Thank you.
I'm just seeking a blessing for the healing of my lower back and alleviating of pain. I think gravity's taken its toll on my lower back, and I'm actually using gravity in my favor in that I'm doing, you know, inversion exercises to, you know, apply traction to my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but any blessings in that regard would be much, much, much appreciated. And I have one question, and that is regarding gravity. Isn't it love's compressions that actually cause gravity? And, you know, things like, you know, if you believe in extraterrestrials and their, you know, anti-gravity spacecraft and stuff like that, aren't they using, you know, basically these love compressions to levitate and to, you know, basically transmute the fabric of space-time to, I guess, cause little mini black holes, you know, to move around into? Isn't that kind of the fundamental basis of gravity? I'm just curious.
Well, it's an interesting theory, Steve. I really don't have the answer to that technologically, but based on what I do know, gravity is just part of the attraction principle in an electromagnetic universe where all particles are attracted and couple with other particles and unify with other particles. And once they set in place their energetic pattern, they don't like for that pattern to be interrupted, but it can be redirected and it can be rearranged. And so I would theoretically surmise that those with very high technology would know how to intercept those patterns, those electromagnetic patterns, and suspend them for purposes of regrouping and redirecting them. I think this is essentially what happens that allows certain mystics to pass their hand through a big log of wood and as if the wood wasn't there and simply break the wood, not break the hand, because they can suspend and redesign that pattern of energy. How they do it, I don't know. I have not done that. Larry has done that, and I have witnessed others doing it, so I have seen it done. I have witnessed someone literally walking through a wall, suspending the gravity. We know that Yeshua walked on water, so he probably inverted gravity. That's not to say that he destroyed it. I think what we're looking at is better and better ways of managing it, better and better ways of turning it to a beneficial purpose so that it becomes part of our next language, whether we're talking about technological language, mystical language, healing language, or just basic life management language. We're learning how to language with gravity.
Fair enough. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, that's about all I can offer on that, Steve. I wish I knew more, but, you know, I don't think God gives us insight until we're ready to use it. And if you have a need for it, ask for it, and you will be given this. Whatever you truly need, ask for, and you will be given insight, and maybe that's your next step.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Brenda.
All right, we have a wireless caller from area code 413. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. June from Massachusetts.
Hi.
Happy New Year. I would like a blessing for my friend Arlene, who's having colon cancer surgery tomorrow morning. And for the best and, you know, outcome for all concerned. They know she has the cancer, so hopefully they can remove it. And then, of course, there's spiritual healing that takes place, and I wish that for Arlene and for all of us. And I know I'm on the blessing call, too, because you have sent one of all of us who call in, and I have an appointment tomorrow and afternoon that is a little tricky to handle, and I want to hopefully be in a good place to deal with it. So
thank you. We will. And you're on the list.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
Thank you, June. Thank you very much, June, for being all that you are and being the blessing you are to us. Mara, I see you're on, and I want to take your call.
Hi, Glenda.
Your line is open. Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
This is not directly related to gravity, or maybe it is. I don't know. However, I couldn't help but think when you were talking about the power of gravity being turned in a different direction so that it can be useful, reminded me of Madame Curie when she got cancer from working with radium. And her husband was so concerned, he tried to talk her out of doing any more work. And she said, anything that has this much, is this hard to find and has this much power, may be doing its harm, but we need to need working with it because it also has the power of healing in it, also that was included in the equation.
Oh, and, Mara, you just completed everything I wanted to say, and that is anything powerful enough to hurt us can also help us.
Yeah. I thought that was so, I just love these sessions that you're getting into. They're just marvelous.
Well, thank you. Me too. I love the messages that are coming. And let's just think about this for a minute, since the subject of cancer has come up a couple of times now, maybe more than twice. What if we could find out the positive reason why cancer happens. And that positive reason could be turned into a total new healing science.
Wow.
If this universe, and I say if, not with any reservation, but only as a theoretical postulate, but if this universe is created out of love, by love, as love, then there's got to be something positive in or behind or under or in front of everything.
Yes, yes.
We just, at points along the line, either don't understand it, or we become frightened of it, or we misuse it, or we turn it to a destructive purpose.
And I think often that people may turn it to a destructive purpose without being conscious of that too. And that's where our compassion needs to be. We need to up the ante.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And our compassion.
Absolutely.
For those.
Well,
but I do believe that we are really in for some pretty exciting things. And it may be, as you said, a little bumpy, which it is, in my opinion. It's really bumpy. But I said to someone this morning, I feel like there are days when I'm on a gravel road and I'm trying to get back on the pavement.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I am there with you. I'm beyond that gravel road. I'm over there in the mud rut, right? The gravel rut.
Oh, I've been there too. Thank you so much for everything, Glenda.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to move really, really fast now to just ask for blessings because we are at the point, we're at 3:40, and people do come in remotely. Without calling to receive the blessing. So I want to be us to be able to offer it. Okay, Ken, you are on. Ken Burgess.
Yeah, Glenda, great talk on gravity and everything. I really enjoyed it. The other thing I just kind of wanted to add is that, you know, your analogy of using gravity as something linked to the Earth, also realize that gravity is the force that holds the universe together, it holds the galaxies together, and it holds our solar system together. And so I kind of look at it as a two-way communication. One is something that kind of binds us down, but also the other thing it does is it allows a conduit for the insight and the energy starting from the universe to the galaxy, the solar system, to connect with us. And so it's not just a unidirectional pathway. It's a very multidimensional pathway.
That was the point I was making, and it all depends on how you connect with it and what you look for from it.
Exactly.
So it's all there. It's all there. So
it's all in the insight.
You bet. Is there a particular blessing you'd like to ask for? Or?
Oh, I would say for some good friends that I have, Maria and Jonathan, and to my sister Cindy.
Okay. Okay, we got it. And
awesome.
For you too, Ken.
Hey, you as well, Glenda.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, area
right.
Code 713. You're 719. You're on.
Hi. Hi, this is Tara Kim in Colorado. Hi, Glenda.
Hello.
Everyone. Happy New Year to everyone. And I would like to request a blessing today for my mom, who has a small shoulder fracture from 2 days ago. For my dad, who has some challenging echocardiogram results, and then I'd also like to request a blessing for my relationship with my husband, Bert, and for us moving through the areas that we're in right now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you're all on my blessing list. Okay, and last of, and most lovely of all, Stormy, I saved you so that you could offer a blessing to the end of our call.
Yes, Glenda, I bring a blessing to this call and to every other call that y'all make. It is a blessing of some first light.
Yeah. Thank you, Stormy, and blessings to you too, and you're on my list.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, let's begin. I would just, there's really nothing for you to do. There's just stuff for you to undo. Like uncross your legs and uncross your arms and relax. And if possible, have your bare feet on the ground and your head uncovered and be in a position that makes your heart and the whole central part of your body very accessible to the flow of energy. After I finish my prayer to Yeshua, you're going to pray any way that prayer is right for you. And you know, for some it's humming, for some it's singing, for some it's words, for some it's chanting. For some of you, it's holding hands. Now, about holding hands, only if you are seeking with your friend or loved one a combined blessing. And in that combined blessing, you hold hands and let the energy flow for the two of you. So I will begin now, and then we go forth with what comes next, and then you're going to rest and just receive. And as you receive, see yourself receiving for everyone. See yourself receiving for all mankind. See yourself receiving for the galaxy and the universe. It's never too big for you to reach out. This is a year of expansion. Even though it's going to become a year of focus, it's also a year of great expansion, of great productivity, and great forward movement. So just relax and receive. Dear Yeshua, beloved of God, Son of God, brother to all of us, who shows us our capability of how we could be on this earth, transcending the limitations of mortal life, transcending the boundaries of gravity, how we can move through the limitations of energy configurations and the appearance of scarcity, which isn't scarce at all, as you showed us when you multiplied the fish and the loaves. With enough love, enough vision, enough expectation of all it can be, there's enough for everyone, enough to feed a world, and no one is starving, and no one is harmed, and the earth is healed. Let us be that conduit. We seek to be a blessing as well as to receive a blessing. And we thank you that you're here with us today, that you love us, and care for us, and touch us and heal us. We thank you for being with those who don't see you, for being with those who think they're alone, and you help them to know they're not, to be with children who feel hurt and lost, and you give them someone to be with who truly cares about them, that you're here with those who enter the veil of the earth, and you're here with those who are exiting through the veil of this earth. You are here to be all the things that we cannot yet be, and yet to remind us that we can be. In this perfect moment, let us be with you and be all that is possible. We ask this in your most beloved name and in the grace of God. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest. Be with God. Receive into your heart, into every cell of your body. Take deep breaths and hold them. And exhale them really slowly to cleanse yourself. But don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Nothing with words. Nothing that's a projection of intention. Just receive. So I wish you a wonderful week. I wish you a wonderful year. And be well. Be with God. And I look forward to being with you myself again next week. Bye-bye for now.